This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good for us to be here. It's one of my favorite holidays. Because you are here, because not you have to be here out of obligation, but because you want to be here. Well, we had quite a few weeks here at St. Joseph's. And you know, there is somebody that did an incredible amount of work for pulling off this wonderful fundraiser we did for Todd and Patsy McGregor. And you know, I always give away some huge chocolate bars, so I would like to thank Michelle Benner with this huge Hershey's bar today. And you know, Steve did a lot, not as much as Michelle, but he did a lot of work too, helping Bob Lees to make all of those, what do we call those? Focaccia things down there. So Steve, we'd like you to have this as well. And then there were some folks I don't even know that didn't have anything to do with it. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. Those of you who have been coming here to these Thanksgiving services, perhaps remember the point I make by doing this. The gifts that we are given are not according to size based on what we have done, but the gifts that God gives to us are just because God is God and loves us. It has nothing to do with what we do. It is all about who God is. It is so essential for us as we celebrate this Thanksgiving Day to remember that. In the words of one of my favorite Episcopal preachers, the late Father John Claypool, if you have a temptation to be bitter about your life, about what you don't have, remember what you had a minute before you were born. All that we are is gift. And it is incredible that we continue to receive these gifts over and over again from God. You know, Michelle was given a gift for her artistic ability with flowers and with decorating. And it's almost as if God would say, here's a little kiss from me to you for your gift. Then there is also the gift that she has with her family that she loves and loves her. And it's almost like here is a little hug from God. And actually, all of these gifts that Michelle and all of us continue to receive are these constant things we get from God. And then come some additional hugs and kisses from God. And before you know it, when that whole neighborhood of kids is running around their house with so much life and activity, the hugs and the kisses are everywhere. Now, here's what happens with us. We receive a little hug and a kiss, and we don't think about it. We just forget about it. Do you know the root word for thank and think is the same? I think that's an important concept for us to understand. It has to become a conscious thing that we do until it is so ingratiated in our minds and our hearts that it becomes second nature. If we were to take all the blessings that God gives to every one of us, it would be that shower of chocolate that I just dumped on Michelle's lap. And that's nothing compared to the gifts that God gives each one of us. There is one of my favorite old fables of a mean, cruel king who once lived, and he could get the people to be obedient to him and do everything he wanted them to do, except he could not destroy their belief in God. And so he summoned his wisest advisors to come. And they said, "Well, let us hide God on the far side of the moon. They'll never find him there." And the king responded, "Well, you know, science someday will have spaceships and they will be able to travel there, and sure enough, they're going to find God. That won't work." So then he said, "Well, anybody else got any other ideas?" And they said, "Let's dig a hole to the center of the earth and we will bury God there and they will never find God." And of course he said, "With technology that's developing, eventually they will come up with a way that they can drill down, and I assure you they will find God there." But then he said, "I have an idea. Let us hide God in the ordinary events of everyday life. And they'll never even look for God there." And the fable ends by saying, "And we're still not seeing God." These little gifts, these blessings that are ours every single day, are what makes this day something we celebrate and to give thanks to the one who gave us all of these gifts. The gospel that we hear today tells us to stop worrying. The best way to stop worrying, start being more thankful. And once we get more thankful in the little things, it broadens out for us to be thankful for all things, no matter what our situation, our age, our status in life. I always like to end these Thanksgiving sermons with the story of Martin Rinkert, a great Lutheran pastor who lived during the 30 Years' War at the same time as the plague. Almost his entire ministry was spent through those 30 years. He buried, they tell us, over 5,000 people in that time, including his own wife who died of the plague. It was his desire to continue to impress upon his townspeople, himself, and especially his children, that we needed to live our lives with gratitude in all things at all times. He wrote one of the greatest Thanksgiving hymns that comes down to us this day.